AirVenture is one of the biggest aviation events in the world and the biggest annual convention held in Wisconsin, attracting about 600,000 people and 10,000 aircraft. The FAA has proposed major increases in user fees for general aviation to help pay for federal aviation services and modernizing the air traffic control system. The EAA insists that the current system, funded largely by fuel taxes, provides adequate funding. EAA member Bruce King, who designed and built his own plane from scratch, says new fees would inevitably grow and eventually kill the general aviation industry. King says that would stifle innovation since many prominent aircraft designers have started as home builders.
You got to have the freedom to think, and then it's almost unique in our country that a guy like me can, hey, design and build an airplane. In a lot of other countries, I was interviewed by a German magazine, and I asked him about that. He says, you don't see this in Germany. I said, why are you interested in putting my airplane in your magazine in Germany? He says, because we don't have that here. Over there, they have user fees that make it cost you like $10 or $12 just for the permission to do a touch and go at the airport, and the result is very little private aviation.
The Bush administration included major fee increases in its proposed budget. The Senate has approved most of the increases, but the House version of the budget does not contain them. Meanwhile, AirVenture continues through Sunday at Whitman Field in Oshkosh. John Powell, Wisconsin Public Radio.